services. Miscellaneous staff reports. Gail?
I just came back yesterday from NASRA, which was held in Baltimore, Maryland, for their annual meeting. As you recall, CICERA joined as an Education Alliance member last year. The requirements to be a full system member is that you have over $3 billion in assets and be a statewide plan. Since we're not a statewide plan, we're part of the Education Alliance. There's a few other 37 Act plans that have joined as well. I felt like it was a very good meeting. Next year, it's actually being held in San Diego, so I would encourage a couple of the trustees to go and check it out if you're interested. One thing that was interesting is they have a roll call of the states. So each state actually comments on major initiatives occurring in that state. You also receive a booklet, well, it's online as well, of everyone's funded status, what actual assumptions they're using, highlights of what's going on in all of those systems. It's a great networking opportunity and information sharing activity. And it's kind of a bit of a reality check, because I think that sometimes, you know, we're so focused on CICERA and what's happening here. It's good to go out into the world and see what other folks are struggling with and dealing with. Well, obviously, we have a lot of similar issues. But, you know, when I hear things like there was a big discussion on one plan whose funding ratios in the teens recently had to significantly drop their investment assumption because they need the liquidity and cash to make benefit payments, right. Which it's like, how do you ever get out of that, you know? And so so I think overall it was a good, you know, there were some investment sessions, there were some actuarial sessions, there were some breakout sessions that were pretty good. So,
any words of wisdom from Illinois?
Well, Illinois Municipal Fund has actually been doing some things. They've actually won the Baldrige Award, and they're doing some interesting things there. Some of the other Illinois plans, you know, definitely have their share of struggles.
Including the state itself.
One thing I like
IIP. Did I put that succinctly enough? Yeah,
did that very nicely.
I do like IFEPB and NCPERS, you do get the national point of view. So like you said, they share stories. One I can think of, South Dakota came in one year, and they were just saying, we've got more money than we know what to do with the fracking. Right. Next time I see them, well, they're not doing so well. But you're right. You hear things like, I meet with Chicago police and fire sometimes, and it's just interesting. You hear the struggles they have and how they deal with it. But again, I think it widens our perspective. We just see our little vacuum of California. It's different than what the rest of the nation is dealing with. So I agree with you. I do get a lot of perspective from hearing from other states.
Also, I did want to acknowledge Ann Summers, who has been promoted to our admin HR manager. She was our admin HR supervisor. If you haven't met Ann, this is Ann.
Right.
And we've also hired a member services manager who comes to us from a sister system. So,
when will they be starting?
So they're starting August 16th.
Right.
Yeah. So we're back to full executive and management team.
Congratulations.
Good news. Good news.
Very good. Really good.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Henry?
I was just saying hello to some of the employers, but I wanted to say that I attended the SACA's presentation of the investment program, and I must say that was one of the best programs I've had in a long time. There was a lot of academia, there was a great environment, there was trustees from a number of other plans, but they put very complicated information in a very easy format. Gabe was there, Dr. McDonald, Gail, so we're all good students trying to learn. You know, I don't think we'll get to the point of being like Tim and the rest of his group, you know, being like savvy investors, but, you know, it gave us a flavor. In my world of the accounting, it gives a good perspective because we have to transact and put it all in an audit report. So it was very helpful. So I appreciate it. You know, it's very good.
Good.
Thank you. Christina?
For Social Security, as you may recall, we're going to be having a staff vote on if they would like to participate in Social Security or not. And we have been told by CalPERS, which administers the Social Security for the state of California, that they're doing a workshop on August 29th from 10 to 12. Information on Social Security and then we will be having our vote November 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
There are seven affected trustees who are eligible to vote.
Trustees?
And it's actually during SACRS, but there is a absentee ballot option. So I'll be covering that information with the affected members.
Would that mean that trustees would be subject to FICA taxes if we vote for it? If we vote against it, we're not subject to FICA taxes.
Correct.
Okay.
We're still subject to Medicare.
Right.
Yeah.
So just the Social Security piece, which you are currently paying into.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not huge dollars, but.
And it's a majority vote.
Anne, anything?
Well, not a lot, but we do have several recruitments going on. We are starting our first round of interviews for the investment officer positions next week. We have three recruitments open right now on our website. One of our internal staff that works reception transferred to a position in member services, so we have an open position for receptionist. So we have an office specialist recruitment going on that closes this Friday. We also have my prior position with the admin HR supervisor is also open, and that closes the following Friday, which is next Friday the 18th. And then we have an executive assistant, which we have open until August 25th.
Okay. Thank you. Tim, what? Either one.
Yeah.
Either one.
Okay.
Yeah. You need to sit on separate.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we'll just answer this one.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No. What's in Raleigh?
On July 25th and 26th, I went to a compliance conference. It was a collection of compliance officers working in the private equity area. And there was a good discussion on controls, valuation methods, operational due diligence, and some good best practices that I took away from that conference. So we'll be talking to Tim and Gail on some of them, see how we might be able to incorporate some of those ideas into our controls.
Great.
Have any other 1937 Acts got compliance officers yet?
Not that I've been aware of. But there's a couple that have reached out to talk about the role, but none that they've been
interested. I know there was interest.
Karen?
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to
say, I think I made the rounds. Outside professionals, Harvey?
Thank you.
Paul, John, anything else? Okay. Trustee comments? Okay, seeing none.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. We were looking at each other as to who was going to talk.
Oh, I got you.
We both did the SACRS Berkeley Conference, Doc McDonald and I. And Henry, I sat right next to you.
You didn't mention it. He feels hurt, though.
It's okay. it was a good conference. A lot to take away. I took a lot of notes, but one of the things, I don't have my notes with me, but one of the things that stands out is they had a real estate piece that involved a land developer that does strictly purchase of land that is not developed and then does all the developing around that. And he had some interesting stories. It's a very long process, very complicated when you get into that. I don't know how much of our real estate stuff does it, but I wasn't impressed with doing it because I felt like it just is a long, hard battle to get any return on. So that was interesting to me, and I'm glad I had that piece to look at. And the guy was really good about explaining, you know, the faults that occur when you do it and what happens. So that part of it was really good. There was a couple of other things, but they're not on the tip of my tongue right now, and I don't have the notes that I also enjoyed. It's again, this is the second time I've taken it. I took it, I think 5 years ago. It was almost the first or the second time that they had it, and in comparison of the two, they've improved it. I felt that this was, even though there was an academia part of it, it was more layman expressed, and there was a better understanding of me, of it for me than when the first time I took it. So I was pleased. The facilities were great, and the people that attended. There was a lot of trustees, so I had a chance to do some stories. I even got to talk with a couple of trustees out of Mendocino, which is our smallest SACRS group, and what they're going through. And it was a good conference. So I would recommend anybody that can do it next year when it comes around. We should always try and send at least one or two people, because I think that keeps it going. And we need to keep it going.
Subliminal messaging is that you've got that flashlight there and that you happen to have it turned on while you're speaking, so that's pretty good.
So, yeah. Henry!
Paul, you wanted to add something?
I have a question for Jerry. I noticed on the faculty of the Berkeley SACRS program, they had a guy named Joshua Rao. And Joshua Rao is famous. He's a Stanford economics professor. He's famous in this whole market value liability debate. He's very much on that side.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that's why he was there. Did you remember anything? Did he do anything sort of provocative, or did he just sort of stick to his investment stuff?
He stuck to his investment stuff. I was not that impressed with him.
So one thing, because a couple of items that he did a couple of sessions, and one of the sessions was actually on.
Oh, Gail was there.
He did a study of a number of different CAFRs, and one of the GASB 67 requirements is actually showing the long-term market assumption. I forget the exact, you know. And some people calculated using the geometric mean, and some calculated with an arithmetic mean.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did, it was like a 40-60 split on the plans that they looked at their CAFRs.
Right.
And they tried to assume different things out of it. So that one, he spent like an hour and a half just talking about that. And it probably could have been a 15-minute discussion.
Thank you.
Was kind of the sense that everyone had from it. Okay. I mean, a very, very sharp individual. I mean, mm-hmm. He had, great background. But it was really about him talking about his study.
Right.
And he actually wrote on the board the formula of certain things, and, right. Yeah.
It's our boy.
Yeah. I actually sat next to him. I actually sat next to him at one of the lunches, and he's a really nice guy, very, very smart, very sharp. But it probably could have been tailored a little bit better to the audience.
Okay. Any additional trustee comments? Okay, seeing none.
Just one little letter note. Under the heading preemptive strike, it's always interesting to run into people in a different setting than when I see you folks and vice versa. So I ran into Mr. Price on Sunday at the farmer's market in Walnut Creek. Watching the look on his face was pretty impressive initially, because I was on a ride-along with a Walnut Creek police sergeant. The first thing that Tim did was look to see if my hands were behind my back. He thought he was going to have a really good scoop. I don't know if he seemed disappointed or happy to see that I wasn't under arrest.
That's a good story. I feel like there's kind of a letdown. So.
Okay. That's it. Before any stories get sent around, I was...
You were okay. You were on a ride-along.
You were volunteering.
I was on a ride-along.
You're just trying to stretch this so it's... Because we might set a record here this morning.
Okay, I'm done.
We're not done.
Almost. The item 6, which was moved from earlier in the agenda.
Oh, that's right.
So we'll now hold closed session.
No record.
We're going to stay here and ask those not participating in closed session.
Mr. Chair,
no record today.
Sorry. Recess.
Yes.
Recording excerpted.